Hello, listeners. Just a quick disclaimer, this is my second recorded podcast, so you might hear some references to a podcast recorded last week. That podcast has some audio issues, so I have to continue to edit it. But in the meantime, please enjoy the upcoming podcast with Callan about Cookie Review. This is an ASMR podcast, Ken.
Oh, God. I hate the sound of people eating. I'll never listen.
Maybe I'll put in a warning beforehand. Okay, so paper. And then we can write notes down, you know, like flavor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, you want a piece of paper?
No, I don't need notes or anything. I think I just like keeping track of a ranking somehow.
Well, I'll make notes.
Okay, you got it.
Perfect. I'll write it down.
I'm just the guest to your... I'm just a passenger on your vessel.
Of passing the time.
Yeah.
So welcome to Passing the Time with Harvey.
Are we recording?
Oh, we've been
right
recording
now?
For minutes, baby. Oh.
I had no idea. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. I like to do that. I like to surprise people. Today, my guest is Callan Hoffman.
Hello.
Hello. Callan, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Callan. I enjoy cookies, but it's not my main thing.
Okay, what is your main thing?
Like a little bit about me.
Yeah,
you know, I'm 33 years old.
Yeah,
some would say that there's two people in this room that are 33 years old.
Some would say that.
Some would say, "Happy birthday, sir! Well done. You made it around the sun."
I did it.
I work for the Vancouver School Board. I work with children of all sorts and types.
Mm-hmm.
They are lovely. Aside from that, what do I do? I have my own podcast. Shout out to Flicks and Chill.
Hell yeah.
We talk about movies and watch them, and we're recording an episode on Wednesday about a mailbag, our 1 year.
1 year.
It's fun.
Holy cow.
It's good times.
That's amazing. Yeah. You really got it. You know, COVID really helped out with your movie watching.
I'm at like 290 something this year.
Hot sauce. What's your goal?
I don't have a goal. No, like in my head, like the idea of like, wow, if I hit 365 in a year, that'd be crazy. But that was never something that I was like striving for. It was just like, I will watch movies when I watch movies. And I have no goal.
Right.
My goal is to see good things. How about that?
Yeah. And you'd
seek out stuff that I want to watch.
I assume you're doing that well.
Definitely. And my goal for this year was to watch more films that were directed by women and more films that were directed by people of color.
That's awesome.
And so I'm keeping track of that. And so that's been pretty fun.
That's a really great goal.
Yeah, thanks.
Are you getting... And you're on track? Like, you're doing really well?
I never had a numerical goal that I wanted to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of wanted to be a little more intentional about what I watched and seek out some different stuff. And if anything, it is disheartening how low the percentage of those that I've upkept.
Yep.
And like, while I'm someone who's like trying to do it, it's unless I'm like really trying, then it's hard to keep up because I think, yeah, I'm in like the 280, 290, I think. I'll double check that in a second, but I'm in roughly the 45s of each of...
Like people of color and women.
Yeah, so I've watched 296 movies so far this year.
Amazing.
And I have watched directors of color, 46 films, female-directed films, 42.
Yeah.
I'm trying hard at this, and it's hard.
Do you think it's getting easier? Do you think Hollywood is making it a little bit easier now?
Yeah. Yeah, and that also because there's just so many different outlets for you to find movies to watch that it's easier to like seek out various like women that like directed stuff or people of color.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a pretty chill dude.
You are a pretty chill dude.
Thank you.
You're a good friend. And today, Callan presented the concept of Cookies with Callan, which is eating a bunch of Oreos.
Yeah.
And ranking them, maybe. I don't know. I bought 8 different boxes of Oreos. And we're gonna eat them and test them out. We also have 2% milk here, which is great. I'm a big 2% man. But I guess
good, you're talking. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me with some milk.
Yeah, we got some 2%. Are you a 2% man?
I'm not really a milk man, so.
There you are.
Don't worry, I'll just get a little gassy later.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not too much, though.
No, and that's why I try not to have it, but it's nice to have a little dessert milk.
I haven't had dinner, but that's okay.
I swear
in the photo you sent me, I thought there was 9.
Oh, yeah, the double stuff is gone.
Wow!
Okay, two things. In my defense, I did have people over this weekend, and people wanted cookies. So some of them are open, and the double stuffed went. Now, I went to go buy more. There are no more double stuffed. So there were 9 boxes of Oreos. There are now not 9. There are 8. Okay. But we can take the original Oreo, separate it, put it together, and make a double stuff. What's what we're gonna do?
We're gonna do that. Like I said, I'm just a passenger amongst your vessel.
You're so. floating an Oreo floating on milk, drifting down Willy Wonka's weird river of milk. I don't know. Double milk.
Yeah.
So where are we starting, Callan?
Okay. All right. Well, I think like. It seems smart to maybe we start at like
we start original.
Original and then we progress maybe ending with the most extravagant.
Oh yeah.
Which in my head.
All right. It's my birthday. We should end on birthday cake.
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with an original. Now, I don't know how well this ASMR is going to go, but I can fix it in post.
Yeah.
All right. So, Oreo for Callan.
Are we going to dunk every single Oreo? Because there is like a certain scientific side of like having a control, having the experiment be the same.
I think, so personally.
Yeah.
I will dunk every Oreo.
Okay.
I'm an Oreo in milk man. Now. That being said,
mm-hmm.
for, like you said, for the sake of science, and that's the whole reason we're here today, is science.
Yeah.
We could eat 2 of each Oreo, which is so many Oreos.
That's a lot of Oreos. Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe we... Because Oreos are big.
They're big.
Maybe we have a small bite, break off, And then dunk. I think there's enough Oreo to do that.
I would agree. So you eat half of it, and then we dunk.
Yeah.
And dunk to our heart's content.
All right. Should we cheers?
Yes. Right over top of the microphone. Yeah. I don't think you can hear that, but yeah. Tastes like an Oreo.
It really does.
Really, this is the control cookie.
Yeah. It's like a nice warm-up.
It's a good warm-up. It's welcoming.
Yeah.
Everyone likes a good Oreo.
Okay. Yeah, how long do you hold your Oreo in the milk?
I'm a few seconds. I like to get a little soggy with it.
Okay. I'm not that practiced. I can't remember the last time I ate Oreos.
Yeah.
But I agree. I like a little sog.
A little sog is important. Now, like, in general, do you like a... like a moist cookie, like a soft cookie, or do you like a hard cookie? Like a crunchy cookie?
I'm a moister cookie.
Yeah.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And in general...
A crunchy cookie kind of feels like it's been burnt.
Agreed. In general, I am a soft cookie man. I do like a good soft cookie. This looks Callan's girlfriend provided me with a birthday cookie, and this is a soft cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes, that Spot will join us a little bit. Hopefully he doesn't jump on the computer, because we don't want to lose the audio. All right, so Oreo, number one, tastes like Oreo.
Yeah.
Making notes.
Yeah.
Good science is observation.
I enjoyed myself. When you were younger, maybe even yesterday, were you like a split them apart type of guy? Have you seen the movie Rounders?
I have not seen the movie Rounders.
Okay.
If I am eating an Oreo without milk,
yeah,
I am going to separate.
Okay.
And then
you lick the filling, or do you eat the cookie first?
I eat the cookie part first.
Okay.
And then I go multiple bite on the cookie that has the icing.
So you're not just licking?
I'm not licking. I don't lick.
All right.
I go cookie, and then I go cookie with icing with a multiple bite system.
Okay.
Yeah. But it really depends. Okay, so we've gone original Oreo.
Yeah. It was good.
It's a good cookie.
Yeah.
But if I am dunking, never the split.
Yeah, that seems the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I think you're either a split or a dunker. So, I'm thinking we're getting more aggressive with time, right?
Yeah.
Or not aggressive, but we're getting more fancy, different,
exciting. We're extravagant.
Extravagant with time. So, I reckon the next one we do is either the mint, the dark chocolate, or the golden.
I like having some contrast in between them. So, let's go dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate it is, my friend. All right, on to the dark chocolate.
I see these have been touched.
Not by me. I made a concerted effort not to eat an Oreo that I had not eaten. So,
You're coming in fresh.
Coming in fresh. Haven't tried this Oreo before.
Okay.
That's why the double stuffed are gone.
Yeah. Don't dunk yet.
Oh, shit. Sorry. My
bad. Science.
For science. All right. We're going. That's really good. I like that.
It reminds me of wood. With sugar. I'm eating the forest. But like sweet.
All right, those are very different statements about this cookie. I like this cookie. It reminds me of wood. My word.
I stand by this.
Can you extrapolate on that a little bit?
I would first like to say that I do not go and eat wood. But sometimes the first thing that comes to your mind, it hits you. And it so it's.
And wood hit you in the head, I guess.
So this is dark chocolate flavor cream. So it's not actually dark chocolate. It's kind of, to me in my head, it makes me think it's a, birthday cake. They're not actually putting a real cake in there. So, but, it has dark chocolate has some more earthier tones.
This is very true. A very high level cocoa.
Yeah.
Percentage. Dark,
yeah.
Dark
is it cocoa or do you say coca? I don't actually know.
I have no idea what it actually is.
What do you say?
Coca.
Okay.
Is it coca?
The way your eyebrows move, that's it.
My eyebrows pronounced that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a good point. I don't taste wood. I taste dark chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big dark chocolate guy in general.
Are you a chocolate guy in general?
I like chocolate, but I would be more of a candy guy.
So like
a gummy...
Like a Swedish berry or a Swedish fish?
Yeah, I'm Swedish fish over the berry, and I'm gummy worm, like a sour gummy worm over pretty much all.
Sour gummy worm is your top candy?
That and Skittles. Skittles are Skittles. Real nice.
Skittles, Skittles slap, yeah.
Milkman, really Milkman. Milk no,
cheers.
No, give me more milk.
We're going to go for
it. I don't care about milk your man. Cheers.
All right. A little more extra milk.
All right.
It is easier to dunk with a deeper cup.
I'm curious, where did you get these cups from?
You know, you might know him. Shout out to Josh Carver.
Where do you think he got those cups from?
Shout out to Callan.
These were my cups.
Yes. That's awesome. These are, that's great. That's a nice little full circle situation
yep.
there. So we were drinking milk out of Callan's hand-me-down cups.
Yes.
Where did you get them?
It's my mom.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
Did she buy them for you when you moved into, what was
no.
the apartment complex called?
Brandon Lodge.
Brandon Lodge.
Yeah. 13th and Fur.
Hell yeah.
No, she just had them at her place and yeah. gave them.
As parents so. Do, they tend to have...
Too much stuff.
Stuff. Speaking of con, I thought Con Daddy for a second.
Yeah.
Not speaking of Con Daddy, who did live there.
He's a good guy.
Good
I lived
guy.
With him.
Yeah, he's great. Speaking of contrast.
Yeah.
The Golden seems to be the next.
Yeah, going from like light, dark to light.
Dark to light.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go with the Golden Oreo, which I'm assuming is.
I like to look around.
All right.
So the original Oreo was 160 calories, I don't know, per whatever serving.
Per 34 grams.
Okay.
It's 270 grams.
I don't know. You do the math.
Nope.
But, well, okay. But I'm just saying that the dark chocolate, if you're counting your calories, 140 grams. Or calories, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to the Golden, 170. So this is, like, I wonder if this is going to be, like, the most decadent of the tastes.
It does have the highest, even over the birthday cake, the cinnamon bun, the carrot cake. It's got the highest.
I'm also kind of disappointed that the Oreo Thins is the same amount of calories as several of them. They're multiple or 140. And I feel like if you're thin, if you have less volume, you should have less calories.
I'm wondering if the reason they're thins is so that, like, someone goes to take a certain number of Oreos.
So if sure, I'm, right.
You know, you go to take three Oreos, you take three biggies, or you take three thins, you're getting less, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's do this.
So we're going with the Golden Oreos now.
Golden Oreos.
You know what these remind me of?
Those dad's cookies? Not dad's cookies. They come in those assorted boxes of cookies.
These remind me of Girl Guide cookies. And it's almost like
oh, yeah.
dark chocolate and Golden Oreos are the Girl Guide variation of Oreos. Oh, you're smelling it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Gotta get all those senses, you know, mouthfeel.
I feel like I made a mistake and I didn't smell the other ones. That's okay.
Did you not see me touching it to my nose, or is that just a weird tick?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. It tastes like a worse version of a Girl Guide cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my least favorite so far.
Okay.
I cannot see it getting much worse than this. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad cookie, but this is the kind of cookie that I'm giving to friends.
Are we getting fried chicken or what later?
Oh, man. I was thinking about it.
I've been thinking about this all day.
Shout out to Download Chicken.
Yeah.
I
would love to go get Down Low Chicken. I think this mini Oreos is not going to change that.
Okay.
I would have, yeah. I went to Cannibal Cafe. It's across the street.
Yeah.
Great burgers.
Never been there.
I had their, what's it called? The Mother Clucker sandwich.
Okay.
It's a, you know, fried chicken sandwich. Very good. Very good.
Wait, so could this be a double fried chicken day for you?
No, that was not. That was this weekend. I did not have it today.
Okay.
No. I had some leftovers.
I really like the golden.
You do?
I really like the golden.
Fuck. Oh, man. So, when you're in a Girl Guide cookie situation...
I go for the vanilla looking ones.
Same.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason I don't like it is due to my disappointment that it's not a Girl Guide cookie.
Perhaps. Let me tell you something about the golden.
Tell me something about the golden.
Okay. My favorite Oreo is not on this table.
Oh, shoot.
We have a variation of it, which is the Golden Thins.
Oh.
And it's a specific thing that I like to do with it.
Okay, tell me.
I like to freeze them.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty classic.
Then I really feel like you don't necessarily need the milk. Because it kind of melts in your mouth, kind of? Or like thaws?
Yeah. I don't think it would provide the similar feel, specifically mouthfeel. But it wouldn't absorb as well anyway. Like it would be moot point.
Mm-hmm. It's like mixing oil and water or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what we do with the girl. Like, I do that with a Girl Guide cookies. You freeze it.
I thought you were going to say, that's what I do with girls.
That's what I do with girls. Throw them in the freezer. Get them to come out.
Sure.
And dunk them in milk.
Yeah. It's your life, man.
It's my life. It's,
I highly recommend you trying the thin golden Oreos one day.
All right. I will try a thin golden Oreo.
Yeah.
I will freeze it. And I will let you know.
Okay.
We can have a revisit episode.
Sweet.
Talk about something else, but include a...
I'll come back for like the 100 episode anniversary.
That's the episode you're coming back for. I have to make it to 100 episodes before you come back on the pod.
I'll come back earlier, but I'll come back and talk about Oreos again.
Okay.
On the 100.
On the 100 episode.
Perfect.
So I did one last week.
Yeah. I did 97 more to go.
So we're doing one, so this is two.
Yeah.
I'm doing one on Friday.
Perfect.
So at this rate, 1.5 per week.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. You're there in
a
year and a half or something.
Yeah. Easy buckets.
No worries. All right.
Next summer.
I struggle at doing one podcast a month. It's harsh.
I mean, yes, but you have a theme and it's films. Like there's a 2-hour... Going to Safeway and buying these Oreos, which great sale price, $1.77 at Safeway right now.
Nice. Wow, that was really good.
It really is. I was surprised at how little it cost me. This is a very small amount of effort that goes into this podcast.
Right.
Like Knopf came last week, was like, we're gonna talk about this. Great.
Okay.
I did the editing though.
You should.
Callan doesn't do the editing.
I don't. I really need to talk to Kevin about that on my end.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin Unreal for carrying Callan's weight.
It's who I am.
Do you know if he likes it? Or does he just do it for you? For the pod?
I hope that... Well, you know what? I bet like there's definitely been times where it was a bit more like homework for him. Because we had... some audio issues once that made it a very taxing pod for him to record or I guess edit.
Yep.
But and he was like really busy at that time. Sometimes it's like pretty simple.
Yeah,
I think. But
It was fun. Like I know we're going off topic here, but I really enjoyed sitting there listening, being able to edit myself to sound smarter.
How comfortable are you initially hearing your own voice?
So, I was on a podcast when I was younger.
Okay.
So I was on a radio show that was on this on CBC. So I'm used to it now.
Okay.
That's
why you have this bad boy.
That's why I got this bad boy.
The microphone.
The Yeti, yes.
The Yeti.
Yeah. It's by Blue. They've got this little snowball speaker. It's phenomenal. It's a great setup.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm used to it now. It's just hearing myself say idiotic things. Because when I say those things in the real world, they're just out there. I have no filter on them.
Sure.
But I get to edit it.
So okay.
That's really nice.
Did you remove, like, long chunks between you and Knopf? And, like, how did you make it, like, flow? Did you add swooshes in and stuff?
A swoosh sound?
Yeah.
No. The editing software is phenomenal. You can get really close on the sound wave.
Yeah.
I didn't have to remove too much. Both Knopf and I ended up being hand talkers onto the table.
Oh, so you took out some of, like, binging and banging.
I did my best.
Sure.
I really appreciate you not doing that to the table. I've been noticing that effort. I really appreciate it. Mm. There wasn't really a lot that I needed to remove. Sometimes, you know me, I had a terrible attention span, so I would get off topic or...
Kind of like we are right now.
Kind of like we are right now, but yeah. That's the whole point of this podcast.
I'm okay with that.
But then I would forget what I was saying and be like, yeah, so it's hard. And I would cut something like that.
Sure.
Additionally, because it was the first episode, I forgot to get him to introduce himself. So partway through, I was like, can you introduce yourself? I fit that into the front. Right. I forgot to talk about what the podcast was about. So I recorded it after we threw that in. But it's pretty clean.
Nice. All the way through. It's you did it in post.
I did it in post.
Cool.
It's great. All right. Mint. I think mint would be...
a good difference from golden.
But then we get into...
I worry that these two are going to taste kind of similar. So maybe we need to throw this in between them?
No.
Or this one in between them?
I think we finish... The thin is a thin. The thin is a thin. It doesn't really matter. But, listen, follow me here.
I'm following.
We go to the mint.
Yeah.
And then we go to either the carrot cake or the cinnamon bun.
And then we have to have the thin in between.
Or the birthday cake. But, yes.
No, we finish with the birthday cake because it's your birthday.
My birthday. Okay. So we then go to the thin.
Yeah.
And then go to the either the cinnamon bun or the carrot cake. Probably we go cinnamon bun and then carrot cake after because cake is birthday.
Okay, let's recap where we've been.
We've done the Oreo.
Yeah.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
We've done the golden.
Okay.
We're going to go mint.
Beautiful.
We're going to go cinnamon bun, thin, carrot cake, birthday cake.
No problem.
Perfect.
All right.
Open that bad boy up, Cal.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, my.
You got this.
Whoa.
You got like
Oreo. This looks like big stuffing.
This is not a double stuffed. But it does look bigger than the... It's definitely bigger.
That's is like a double stuffed boy. Yeah.
Does it say double stuffed?
No.
And the calories, look, it's lower than that one. Why is there more stuffing?
I don't know. It really smells like mint, though.
It smells like mint. Is it mint?
Or like that, like, spearmint. Mint cream.
Mint cream.
Yeah. Here, cheers.
Oh, cheers. Doink.
Yeah. No!
Oh, sorry. Other side. For those of you who can't hear, I just dipped my Oreo. But I ate from the side that wasn't dipped, so we're good.
Disappointment to science.
But I didn't eat the dip. It's good. It tastes like...
spearmint.
Christmassy. Spearmint, peppermint. Kind of reminds me of a candy cane kind of mint.
Okay. Do you like candy canes?
No.
Growing up, I really liked the strawberry-flavored candy canes.
Heck yeah.
But...
I'm going to go extra dunk on this one. Really, really let it soak.
No, I'm not like a big candy cane guy. My girlfriend doesn't like mint-flavored things.
Mm.
except she likes mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I think most people like a good mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, but she's like really adamant that she doesn't like mint flavored things.
Does every time she eat mint flavored ice cream, she prefaces it with, "Now I don't like mint flavored things, but."
I don't know. I kind of think about it. I don't think she does that, but.
But she's clear. There's a clear line.
Yeah.
In the proverbial sand,
mm-hmm.
that it's mint ice cream only. Now, how often does she buy gum? If she buys gum, never.
No.
You ever seen her with gum?
I don't think so.
No?
No. She doesn't like right after I brush my teeth, she like doesn't really like me to get too close to her.
Okay.
Like, because she doesn't like mint.
What does she brush her teeth with?
She brushes her teeth.
With minty flavored items.
Toothpaste. Yeah.
Not all toothpaste is mint flavored or mint.
We share the same toothpaste. It's pretty standard. I don't know what it is. Crest, whatever.
Sure.
But.
Does she look it'll be unhappy like, while she's doing it?
No, I don't know.
Now, Callan.
Yes.
Do you guys brush your teeth at the same time?
No.
Never.
No, often. Here's our little, like, kind of wind down routine.
Wind down.
Often, we will hang out until roughly, I don't know, let's say 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then her way of relaxing is my nightmare.
Okay.
Which is, she likes to watch, like, the local and the national news.
Is she a sociopath?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she likes to watch the news. Which I don't really enjoy. She'll say things like, "Oh, you need to be informed about stuff. I know things. I got my ears to the streets." But she likes to watch the news. And that might be when I either watch like a...
Part of a movie.
Part of a movie or a full movie that she's not interested in. Or I'll play video games with you and some other folk. And I'll just like have some me time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll join her and just, like, watch something on my iPad with, like, headphones on.
Sure.
But she likes to watch the news, and it's her way, she says, of decompressing from, like, a work day. However, she doesn't really, like, need that on a weekend. She doesn't need the news because she says she didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So
how does she stay informed about the weekend news?
Just lost out there.
Brutal, Sam.
Yeah. However, to go back to your original question, do we brush our teeth together? I will finish whatever movie or video games with you. I'll go brush my teeth, and then I'll come into the bedroom, and I'll be like, "Oh, should I turn this like bedside table lamp off? That's like really far from where she is, so it's like, oh." And she's like, "No, I need to get up and brush my teeth." I'm like, "You've been in bed for 2 hours. Yeah. Why didn't you just brush them during this whole time?"
Is she eating Oreos in the bed?
Oh, God, no. I don't like crumbs.
Who's more of the stickler for, like, eating things in bed, do you think? Do you ever eat in bed? I never eat in bed.
I don't eat in bed. She is definitely a stickler for, like, bed, mattress cleanliness in terms of, like, you have, like, sleep clothes and outside of the house clothes. She's, like, your, like, pants that you walk to chapters and back in will never touch the bed. And I'm like, oh, it's okay,
sometimes
whatever.
You just lie on the...
It's no worries to me. However, she's, like, big on that, so I've adapted. But I can remember times where she's tried to eat chips in bed. I'm like, no, don't.
Eat chips in bed while watching the local news sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah, she's special. Love you.
Love you too, Sam. We ate the mint.
We ate the mint.
We're on. Oh, how do you feel about the mint?
I like it. I don't know if I would want to eat a lot of them.
Obviously, I like it better than the golden.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
That's That's not how science works. I guess technically that is how science works. There is an ultimate answer.
Yeah.
But prefer, in a subjective sense, I like the mint over an Oreo. Over a golden. I would probably eat a good handful of them. Four of them, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Also, it's a lot of stuffing. Like, every single one is a lot.
There is a lot of stuffing in those. I like the extra stuffing. Okay. I'm a double stuffed man. I think that's the right ratio. I think, but like I also like icing.
Right.
I'm a big icing man. So anyway.
All right, let's get into our next one, and then I'm going to tell you a story about double stuffed Oreos.
Sounds great. We're into the cinnamon bun.
Also big stuffing.
Some of them are not, but this is more stuffing than the regulars.
Original. Which again, more calories in the original.
Correct.
I'm going to take one with medium
stuffing. It reminds me of Dunkaroos.
Oh! Okay. So, this is really funny. Because I told my coworker.
Yeah.
Just to preface this, if she ever listens, I don't know.
Shout out to
Alexa. I told her what we were doing tonight. And she's like, wow. And so I listed her all the flavors. And she's like, I have some thoughts, but I don't want to
color your opinion.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm eating Oreos. I'm not taking it too seriously. Like, mm-hmm. What are we doing in life otherwise?
Yeah.
And so she said that the cinnamon bun Oreo really tasted and reminded her of Dunkaroos.
Here now, we are.
You just smelt it. You haven't even eaten it yet.
I haven't even eaten it.
Yeah.
It just, like, it reminds me, and even now thinking about, like, pulling the tab, like, the plastic off, this is a very similar system.
Yeah.
Well, those are Dunkaroos. Cheers.
Cheers.
Doink. I think it smells more like Dunkaroos and it tastes like Dunkaroos.
Okay.
But it is reminiscent of a Dunkaroo and I appreciate that.
You know, I had the option of having free grounds for coffee cinnamon buns today and I didn't do it.
Wow.
We had a professional day on Friday, but we wound up not going in because of the fuel shortage.
Right.
So I worked from home, we had ordered a huge whack load of cinnamon buns for the whole school on Friday. Didn't get them. So they brought them out today.
Mm.
But they were like from Friday.
Oh no.
And I was like, you know what? Like I'm not very hungry right now. And I just felt like I would be really bloated. And I didn't want to use up my stomach space and feel a little uncomfortable for a three-day-old cinnamon bun.
Yeah. A three-day-old cinnamon bun to me does not sound appealing.
No. If I was hungry, I'd do it.
I had my free cinnamon bun today.
Do you get free ones for your birthday?
For your birthday.
I didn't know that.
A free one.
Cool.
Where other... I was thinking today, aside from Starbucks and Denny's,
mm-hmm.
Where else can you go to really reap the benefits of your birthday? You know, where are you getting certain things?
Good question. Red Robin used to do a thing. Haven't been there in years.
You know what flabbergasts me?
Nope.
Is Red Robin has a restaurant at Thurlow and Robson. How is that still there? Like, nobody's going to Red Robin. They must be, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they own the building.
Right.
Wild. It's a wild concept to me. Cinnabon. Dunkaroos-esque. Did you get a Dunkaroos vibe?
I can't really remember Dunkaroos.
Oh, yeah.
I remember what they are.
Yeah.
I remember the concept of them, but I don't really remember taste. My mom would never buy them for me.
Mm.
And you know what? I never really, like, craved them. I like it wasn't the thing that I like wanted my mom to get me. Whereas like things like Gushers and
So Delicious,
I wanted. But I remember looking at Dunkaroos and just like thinking that was just straight up like icing. Cookie.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. But that's what an Oreo is.
Well, yeah. But I don't think I was really like asking my mom for Oreos in my... I'm thinking about like recess snacks. But yeah, so I don't remember the taste of Dunkaroos.
Right. So Delicious was by far my favorite.
It was really good. Gushers were kind of gross. But like kind of good. Like...
Yeah. As a kid, they were way better.
Yeah.
Than what you actually
remember. I would still like to try one now.
We can do a...
I don't want to eat that many Gushers.
No. You can get small, like a small amount of Gushers. Yeah. We could do a school one lunch. Each
flavor?
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking we could do a school lunch one, candy snack episode.
Hmm.
You know, you have apple, maybe, celery stick. And then, like, I mean, I wish So Delicious was still around. So sad. But Gushers, Fruit by the Foot.
Fruit by the Foot is fun.
I was a Fruit by the Foot kid.
Have you ever played the game where you like have the whole thing dangling and then you put it in your mouth and then like, it's a race to see who can like scoop it up the fastest without your hands?
Oh yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It's a pretty fun game.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the cinnamon. I don't know if it's my favorite, but...
Again, I would find it like hard to eat multiple of them.
That was what I was going to say. I think... Of the ones so far, those are the ones I could eat the least.
Okay.
That one is more of a like, yum yum. Yep, we're going to thins, baby.
Okay.
Let's get a thin in us. Whoa.
There's a lot packed in there.
Those are thin.
Yeah.
That's a thin cookie.
I also noticed a couple of them are like chipped.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that like, because of the thinness, like.
The structural integrity of the cookie isn't as good.
Yes.
Fair. Let's get in there. You know what I don't like is because of their thinness, you can't just touch one cookie.
It's hard. I'm working really hard at it right now.
I appreciate that. I have really fat, chubby fingers, so it was just very difficult for me.
I'm going to try something different. I'm going to break. Oh, man. How'd it go? That great.
Trying to break bread?
I tried to break it in half, not in my mouth, but in my hands.
Did you go? You went slow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go quick and see what happens.
You broke it into three pieces.
I got three. Cheers.
Yeah.
Boink. It's fine. It just tastes like the cookie.
Yeah.
What's the point? What's the point? What's the point of a thin...
I think they're meant to be frozen.
Maybe.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going to really like get this one in there.
I'm just gonna drop it.
You're going to drop it?
Yeah, you never drop an Oreo?
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes when I get right down to the bottom of the milk, because I need a refresh of milk, I'll just drop it in there, drink the milk, surprise Oreo at the bottom. It's like when you...
It's not really a surprise.
No. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
But
you just lie to yourself.
I know. It's like saying living the dream.
Yeah. Huh, there you go.
But it's like, you know, you have cereal. Are you a cereal guy?
I like it, but I don't have it often. I'm not much of a breakfast guy.
I'm not a breakfast guy either. I like brunch would be my favorite meal, but...
What's the ideal brunch time for you?
11 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, you wake up, you have your coffee, do a thing or two, and then you do brunch.
Okay.
I think 10:30 or 11 is a good brunch hour. If you've been drinking the night before, 12 is acceptable as well.
Isn't that just lunch? You're having breakfast food at lunch?
You can have breakfast food whenever. I regularly have breakfast.
Agreed. So it's not a type of food. It's just...
It's a state of mind, baby.
It's like... You say, like, yeah, I'm having breakfast for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm having dinner.
It's true.
Yeah. That's the type of meal I'm having. If you're having like a meal at noon, you're having lunch.
But it's because it's breakfast. Breakfast is a, it is a very strange idea that this, these like scrambled eggs and sausage and whatever else you're going to have, this is breakfast, and it's, and it is breakfast. Don't fuck around with that. It's breakfast, which means that when you have it for lunch, it's brunch, and when you have it for dinner, you got to preface the fact that you're having dinner with, it's a breakfast meal. You're having breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. Sometimes we got to live in the social norm.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't agree.
I mean, I...
So what is
I don't feel too passionately about this.
What is your ideal time?
Yeah, like we just said, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11's a good time.
Yeah. Feels nice.
What do you bring for lunch to school? I guess to work, but... You know.
Generally, yes. I call it school, too.
Yeah, right?
Want to know a fun fact about me?
Fun fact.
Since preschool, I have been in a school... On the first day of school.
Are you serious?
Like, I've never taken a September off. Like, whoa. So I've, like, from preschool into kindergarten, into elementary school, into high school, into college,
yeah,
into working for the Vancouver School Board. The only time I would potentially, you could say I lost my streak was we had a school strike in... the fall, like summer to fall 2014. And so I started the school year on the picket lines.
But you, were you on the picket line?
I went on there.
That, yeah.
So like I went to a school still.
Yeah. You went to school.
I didn't go in.
You've gone to school.
Yep.
Every year,
mm-hmm,
since preschool.
Yep.
Damn. That's impressive, Cal.
Yeah, man.
You got to take a sabbatical sometime.
I got 100 sick days.
That's so amazing.
That is factually
holy
true.
Holy cow.
100.
They should give you a prize.
If I don't take a sick day for the next 3 weeks, I will get a gratuity day. If you don't take one for the full term, you get a gratuity day.
Is that why you have so many? Because every semester you get a gratuity day?
No.
I just mean you get an additional one.
Yeah, like with my job, I get 1.5 sick days a month,
mm-hmm,
and it rolls over.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't used a sick day this term.
When was the last time you used a sick day?
When Sam... had a COVID exposure on the one day she's gone into work, and she was like working alongside the person, and
oh,
so it was,
yeah,
like she tested negative, she was fine,
yeah,
but it was a whole lot of, do I go into work, like what do I do, I don't know, and so
took a sick day. Nice.
Very exciting.
That was phenomenal podcast.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
This is what people are here for.
This is what you're here for. Yeah. Literally, it's going to be Joel passing the time.
All right.
And my mom probably maybe will listen.
Is Joel doing your next one?
No, I'm just saying Joel will probably listen.
Oh, nice. Who's doing your next one?
Tim.
Tim.
Tim is here.
Good dude. Yeah.
Good dude.
Know him?
I know him well. He came to my family dinner on Sunday.
Nice.
Because I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
He's the closest thing I've got.
Cool.
Sorry, Tim. So on Friday, we're going to do grind, like things that grind your gears. Just like...
Okay. Are you going to have a list? Written list?
I got a list.
Okay.
I got a list going. If you have ideas for things that like might grind Harvey's gears or you want me to talk about, provide them.
I'll think about it.
I've got a pretty handy list so far.
Okay.
So... things that don't grind my gears are this episode, though.
Nice.
Which is brought to you by a fuck ton of Oreos.
Hell of a segue.
And we're going into carrot cake.
I need more milk.
Okay. Right on the notebook.
Again, with the flavors and the big stuff.
That was... Davor opened that up.
The big stuffing, though.
The big stuffing.
Yeah.
Davor's big stuff, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Davor.
Yeah.
Big dude.
Tall.
Tall dude.
Taller than me. I'm a tall dude.
Tall personality.
Yeah, he talks.
Tall DM.
Yeah.
Great Dungeon Master.
Watch this.
Just go for the middle one. Why are you going for the side one? So difficult. Because these ones have been touched.
Yeah, I can't take your cooties.
That smells like carrot cake. Cheers.
I do like carrot cake.
Your bottom is not Oreo.
What?
Look at the bottom. It hasn't been stamped.
Oh.
Is it upside down? Look at that.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
Oh, no.
It pulled the wrong way.
Put it away. That's going to skew the scientific results.
Sometimes I'll just eat it with the tongue down. Don't worry.
All right. Don't pull a Harvey there.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Davo, are you going to have this whole box?
If you say the golden Oreos are worse than this.
They are not.
I'm getting this really milky.
Yeah. They don't taste like carrot cake. I had a carrot cake at True Convection recently. Holy cow.
It's probably a top three cake.
But like...
No, I don't like that one.
Everything is subpar about this one.
It's
like even the cookie is extra grainy.
Yeah. Maybe it's more graham.
Oreo, thumbs down. And also, like, look at the side of all of the Oreo things.
The side of them?
So, what do you mean? So carrot cake, bam, artificially flavored. It's the largest one.
Oh.
It does seem, and like obviously the cinnamon bun.
Tastes the most fake.
Tastes the most fake so far.
Carrot cake flavored cookie.
Does not.
Cream cheese flavored cream.
It's just bad.
I don't enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it. I'm thumbs down on it.
Okay.
Did we make it to the end? We're on to the birthday cake.
Yeah.
Tight. Let's roll right into it because that's that taste of carrot cake in my mouth.
Okay.
Oreo.
I gotta tell you my double stuffed story. Okay. So, my dad, good dude, Terry Hoffman.
Yeah.
I'll send him this. He can listen. He'll enjoy this story.
Hi, Terry.
When he was younger, and I was also younger,
that's how that works.
Let's say I was roughly 10 years old.
Okay.
He has a good friend. His friend's name is Ian. Ian has a 50-foot catamaran, big sailboat. He's done trips to Fiji on this thing. Like, he's a real sailor.
Damn.
Yeah.
Does Ian. He look like a sailor?
He's a short Scottish man.
Sounds like a sailor.
Yeah. He's really cool.
Nice.
He knows a lot of things.
That's awesome. I should have him on the podcast.
Yeah, he'll talk. So, Ian would take my dad and my dad's, at the time, girlfriend for trips, like short little jaunts to, you know, Sydney Spit in British Columbia. Mm. And my dad would bring me on the boat. And one trip, it was myself, Ian's wife, my dad, his girlfriend, and her nephew, who was about 2 years older than us.
Cool.
I'm going to say that I was like 12 years old, so he was like 14. Well, one of the cool things about a catamaran is like it has these nets that you can sleep on
mm-hmm.
underneath the stars. So you're sleeping outside. And so I would just take my sleeping bag out there, 12 years old, it's easy. I'd sleep under the stars, really nice. I also wrap myself in the sail. So like I had some rain coverage. Well, Ian, a man of the sea, he wakes up at like 5:30 a.m. And it's summertime.
Man of the sea.
Yeah, for sure. So it's about 5:30 a.m. and he wakes up and it's pouring rain. And I'm woken up by like, Callan, wake the fuck up. Come on, it's pissing out here. And I'm like, whoa, what's happening? Oh, but I didn't know because I was wrapped in the sail.
Right.
But it's pouring rain. So we went down to the cockpit, which mm-hmm. is just, you know, a couple feet away. And we were covered. And so we hung out there. But because it's like 5:30 a.m., we had to wait about three and a half hours until the rest of the boat woke up, which is kind of boring for like a 12-year-old who doesn't have like a
Game Boy.
Yeah. Or like anything to do. And you can't go anywhere. I didn't have a book. Like, and I'm not like, I can't do this. I can't just talk for 3 hours. But I got this guy. His name was Gary. I don't know the last time I saw him, but
this is the nephew?
This is my dad's ex-girlfriend's nephew.
Gotcha.
So now it's Gary and I just sitting in the cockpit with a package of Costco-sized double-stuffed Oreos.
All right.
And we ate the whole thing. Yes. And I got really sick.
Yeah.
And now double-stuffed Oreos are awful to me. I don't want them.
It's a good thing we don't have them.
Yeah. So I was saving that story for when...
we did the double-stuffed.
Yeah, but we never did. So... there you go.
Cheers to birthday cake.
Yeah, birthday cake.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Did we both do it?
I pulled back.
Yeah, same.
You went in.
What? I'm just barely. Just a touch.
Wet.
Just a little bit.
Pretty sweet. Really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been a huge fan of that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, baby. Now you got it. You're going to get the surprise.
There's a lot of milk to drink. My cookie fell in the milk.
I've never been a big fan of that, like, Betty Crocker birthday cake with the sprinkles. Is it sprinkles?
Yeah.
Never been a huge fan. So, it's fine. We did it.
We did. We ate 8 Oreos.
We did.
And I feel it like more than I thought I would. It's pretty heavy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I think, and especially ending on the birthday cake. I think the birthday cake was the heaviest and like sweetest.
So what I want to do.
Mm.
Well, you know, I don't want to take away from your experience here. Do you have a plan for how we.
No, because where we go from here? The guest. Helps lead the way. So
I want us to eat one more Oreo.
Okay.
But I want us to eat... because birthday cake was not my favorite one.
I completely agree.
I want us to finish with our favorite Oreo.
Oh, fuck.
But, like, your own individual favorite.
All right.
I'm ready. I know what mine is.
I'm ready.
Okay. Should we rank them first?
Let's rank. Should we go bottom up? We'll go bottom up. Now, are you going to do your own ranking, and I'll do my own ranking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're going to have some conflict.
Of course.
I'm not willing to compromise.
All right. I think the bottom is carrot cake for both of us.
Yeah.
I would... it's hands down the worst of all the flavors. It was grainy. The icing wasn't great.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
It's not good.
I would go second is birthday cake bottom for me.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
Toot sweet.
It's French.
Probably the thins next. Because they're just like...
they didn't really add very much.
There's not a lot added to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm agreeing so far. I'm going to put cinnamon bun next as my lowest down.
I was looking at the cinnamon bun.
Your Dunkaroo flavor.
My Dunkaroo flavor, but I'm going to put the golden. And I know that's going to be your number one. But...
it's really good.
I'm going to put the golden. I'm not saying that I don't like the golden.
I should have started this episode with asking you to put like 3 golden in the freezer.
You should have done that.
Yeah, it's
too
late now.
We could have done that. We'll revisit. I'll just put all of these in the freezer until you come back in 100 episodes.
Okay, perfect.
So the golden and then you have the cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
All right. Next for me.
It's the mint for me.
That's the mint?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go cinnamon bun next. That's my next
one. Oh, okay.
One.
Yeah. So on, that's five, right?
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So on your podium, you have the original dark chocolate and mint?
That is correct.
And on my podium, I have the original dark chocolate and golden.
That is correct.
Okay. Next for me is dark chocolate.
I was going to say. I'm going to go mint. We're pretty close here.
Yeah.
I think it's a similar concept. It's just that the golden and the main, I think. And then, obviously, for you.
It's funny that I like the dark chocolate while, like, I said it tastes like wood.
But, you know, that's not, like, it's not a bad thing, you know? Scotch is tastes like ground. It's peaty.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's moss. So I assume, so dark chocolate, you went Oreo,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going dark chocolate. And you, sir, your podium is golden.
Yes. Yeah, the gold gets the gold.
And Oreo, and the classic Oreo lands on top.
For you.
Now, what I'm doing for my last Oreo is I am going to separate two different Oreos and make a double stuff.
I'll try and make a double stuffed out of the golden.
Why? Why are you messing around? You don't have to.
Okay, I won't.
Don't, you know, you can if you want. If you want to mess around, mess around. But, all right, so now we gotta do a spin here. It's a clean spin. Because this is what you used to do before double stuffed was a thing.
I'm just going to eat it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Split it. Now I'm just going to eat them individually.
Callan's done a split. And you're going cookie first, I assume, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a terrorist.
Watch this. Just going full dunk. Just letting it soak in there. I've just dropped it.
Do now that. Are you going to eat those two?
I am.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fatty.
Yeah, you know.
That was great. Remember when you're like, I don't think we'll spend an hour talking about...
How much time did we do?
It is 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. That was very impressive.
I mean, if there's one thing I've learned about podcasting, it's that it can really get away from you. A
lot of segues and tangents.
Yeah.
A lot of segues and tangents.
Now, do we wrap this up? Have we wrapped it up? What do we do here?
So, to wrap this up, Callan's ranking, just to confirm, golden number one, Oreo number two, the classic, dark chocolate, then mint, cinnamon bun, thins, birthday cake, and carrot cake at the bottom.
Yeah, carrot cake sucks.
Carrot cake's garbage. Anyone who thinks otherwise is dumb. For me, I've got the classic, but technically double stuffed on top. Dark chocolate, mint, cinnamon bun, golden, thins, birthday cake, and then the dumpster. That was great, Callan. Phenomenal. Anything you want to say or shout out before we go?
No, just, you know, I'm glad that you are exercising your creative fruits, your mind,
thank you.
Something fun like this.
And it is fun.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I feel a little sick.
Same.
But I'm still willing to eat dinner.
Are we doing Down Low Chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And happy birthday. I'm glad I got to see you on your birthday.
Thank
you. That's fun.
On my birthday. You are the only person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I feel privileged.
Thanks, everybody else.
Yeah. If people want to listen to me talk about movies, you can find us at search by name, Callan Hoffman, on Spotify or whatever. Or just search Flicks and Chill. You can find us on Instagram at Flicks and Chill Pod.
Cool beans. Well, thanks for listening. Callan, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
This was awesome. This was all Callan's idea. Again, I am just a vessel for your creativity, your ideas. Speaking of ideas, please, whenever I get this up...
Mm-hmm.
And I'll create a Instagram. I'll ask Callan for tips on how to get on the socials.
All right.
But please let me know if you want to join me, if you have an idea for a podcast, if you have someone that you want me to talk to. That's how this will all be fueled. So as I mentioned, I'm going to be talking with Tim, shout out to Tim, on Friday about minor grievances. We're going to drink a bunch of red wine.
Okay.
Yeah. And get it done. And aside from that, outro music goes in here. I don't have a song yet. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gonna dance off of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutter, the Darktown Strutter Ball.
That's it. We did it.
Sweet.
Download Chicken?
Yeah.
Download Chicken.
Now hit stop and export as WAV.
Stop button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.